Let's talk about diamonds and the third largest white diamond ever found in Botswana. It hasn't been given a name yet. It's 1,098 carats, and the Cullinan diamond is at number two, 3,106 carats. That was found in South Africa in 1905, and the Great Star of Africa is the granddaddy of them all, 5,304 carats. James Allen is an independent diamond industry consultant on the line to us from Durban. James, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
Found in the rubbish? A lot of people are telling me that, and there are a lot of headlines on the interweb that say found in the rubbish as well. Surely not.
I very much doubt if it was found in the rubbish.
Yeah. A yet to be named massive stone was picked the 1st of June from a refuse bin at Xuaneng, the world's richest mine by value. You know, and that's wide, 27 millimeters thick, found in a refuse bin at Xuaneng. And so, I mean, I don't know. Okay. So that's not something you would place a lot of credibility in.
No, I wouldn't place a lot of credibility in that. You know, the Beers have got excellent diamond recovery technology, and it's highly unlikely that a diamond of any size would end up in a refuse bin at Xuaneng, let alone one of that size.
Okay, so how is a diamond like this found?
The process starts obviously with the mining of the ore, which then gets put into crusher circuits, where one of the things that they try and do is they try and avoid breaking of large diamonds. So they would have a machine, XRT machine, you know, which would pass sort of X-rays on the ore. And if there's any sort of fluorescence or anything, it would eject it into a bin. It certainly wouldn't be a refuse bin. It would be a diamond recovery bin.
Okay. Easy to confuse a diamond recovery bin and a rubbish bin.
Yeah, I would certainly say so. Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, is something like this, I doubt that you've been present when a very big diamond has been found, but is something like this immediately obvious to the people who are going through the sorting bin?
Absolutely, because what would happen is that there would probably be a final hand sorting of the concentrate, and certainly a stone of that size would be immediately obvious.
Would it be the stone, or would it be the stone surrounded by other material?
No, it's more likely to be the stone.
Okay. And the fact that it is unbroken, is that normal, or is it wow? You know, that how did it survive the process and not get fractured?
Yeah, I don't. You see, unfortunately, De Beers are extremely secretive about their processes.
Yeah.
And, you know, in things like crusher gap sizes, screen sizes and things like that are not disclosed, and you know, normally one is not even allowed into as a visitor into the diamond recovery plant. So it's you know, probably a process that De Beers has introduced to try and recover large diamonds. Let's not forget that a neighbouring mine, the Karowe mine, has recently recovered a 1,758 carat diamond, which unfortunately was brown. So your introduction said the third largest white diamond. If you just look at the size of diamonds, it would be a, you know, sort of further down the rankings. But the Karowe mine has produced two diamonds in excess of 1,000 carats, one in 2019 and one in 2015. And it's pretty close to, you know, so, you know, one would, you know, De Beers are probably saying, hold on a second, there are probably large diamonds in our mines. Let's adjust the crusher sizes, let's adjust the screen sizes, and let's see what we can we can recover. It's all about economics, you know, and how much material you recirculate in the plant. Because if your crusher sizes are too high, then you recirculate a lot of material.
And James, but something like this, people are asking, listeners are asking, how big is it? I mean, is it a ping pong ball, a tennis ball, somewhere in between?
Yeah, okay. So, 1 carat is 0.2 of a gram. So a stone of this size is just over 200 grams. And the specific gravity
this
of diamond.
A small block of butter.
Yeah, well, not even that. So it's in terms of volume, it's about 60 cubic centimeters. So if you thought of it as a cube, it would be four centimeters by 4 centimeters by 4 centimeters. But obviously a diamond is not that shape. So that's why it might be longer on the one side. It's sort of 60 millimeters on one side, 23 on the other, and it comes out at 60 cubic centimeters.
We have a minute left. What's the likely purchase price of something?
Certainly De Beers are highly unlikely to publish the purchase price of a diamond like this. The closest thing that we've got to compare it with was the Lesotho Legend, which was recovered by Letsing in Lesotho in 2018. And that was a 910-carat stone. It was sold for $40 million at the time, which comes to, say, $44,000 a carat.
Okay, so this one likely to be more expensive because it's bigger, and we don't know the purity.
It's bigger, don't know the clarity of the stone, the exact shape of it. But at $44,000 a carat, you're looking at $48 million.
James Allen, thank you very, very much indeed. Independent diamond industry consultant.